I can't help but get disgusted with the world we live in. As you know, I'm a Central Catholic grad. I love Central Catholic. I love the young men that they turn into big men who succeed in life. The young man who was blown away in front of 100 people at a hayride a couple of weeks ago. No arrests. No one there talking. No one. No one. No one. I'm just disgusted by it. I'm disgusted by a community that doesn't give a damn about its own people being murdered. I mean, that's how folks in the community are talking. And then Carly Short. I mean, this became our mission of mercy. Seriously, our mission for justice. We wanted to find the killer of Carly Short. Why? Young woman gunned down. Pregnant young woman gunned down. And if I were to sum it up right now, I would say, you don't give a damn. You don't give a damn. Why would I say that? Folks have done everything in their power to get the word out. We've done a hell of a lot. Set up a full-blown news conference. Set up a big-time reward. Zero. Zero information from the community, from folks who know. It's disgusting, man. We can talk all we want about this has to change and that has to change and we blame this person and that person and big government, small government, but I blame you. Folks in the community don't give a damn that one of their neighbors is dead. Just saying. It's disgusting. One phone call to county police. One phone call that didn't matter regarding the murder of Brandi Short. $20,000 didn't move the needle. You folks don't give a damn. Carly Short, does anyone care? I know who does care. Her father, Brandon. Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
Not too good. Not too good. It's every day, it's more difficult than the day before. Everything I see around me reminds me, of my daughter who was, taken away from me. So it's pretty rough, man.
We were very, very encouraged by the fact that you and Richard Bazzi put up $20,000. Encouraged by another man who said, I'll put up another 10. We were encouraged that would make a difference. Were we not, Brandon?
Yeah, and we were, and I'm still encouraged. Like, I'm not going to, I still think that there's time. There's people that are in the community where, I'm from, McKeesport. I know it all too well. They're not used to talking to the authorities. It's not something that's very common. It's not something that people, are comfortable with. But I know that somebody out there, in my community or in the surrounding areas knows something. Just ask that you please come forward. Carly was a good person. She wasn't involved with any nefarious behavior. She wasn't like in the streets. She was a great person. And just anybody that would have any information, I'm just begging you to come forward. It'll be anonymous. We will protect your identity as long as the information leads to an arrest. There's $20,000. Richard, so kindly, put up $10,000 as well. There's money that's there that you could have immediately. We'll both happily sign that check to try to put, this criminal, behind bars.
Hey, Brandon, let me read something from Van Davis. He's a friend of mine. He's very outspoken. He's very engaged in the African-American community. He's very successful. He writes this, 5:00 this morning. Hey, Marty, it doesn't matter. The reward. First of all, we as black people are taught to not trust the police no matter what. Second, while you're asking for someone to come forward from the comfort of Mayberry, that person still has to walk down the streets and live in McKeesport. There are dire consequences to be labeled a snitch, potentially to innocent family members. The police department doesn't protect you for a week after you come forward. How do you respond, sir? Is he in the ballpark, Brandon? You know this stuff.
That's what people may be thinking, but this is much different. This is like when you're talking about snitching, you're talking about people that are running drugs or that are out there, that are in the game. This is an innocent person.
That's right. That's right.
Pregnant woman, a civilian. And I think it would just be viewed differently. I mean, I view it differently. And I know I view it because it's my daughter.
That's right.
If I was in this situation, it's a citizen. It's not the same. It's not snitching. There's somebody out there that can just kill anyone. Any peaceful, law-abiding citizen can be killed.
True. She was killed. She got a phone call. Someone said, meet me outside. She went outside. She got shot in the head. She's dead. Hey, Brandon, are you a tad angry about this, that folks don't seem to care enough to help you find the killer and cops find the killer for your daughter who was murdered this way? Are you a bit angry about this, sir?
I mean, the anger is not a proper description of how I feel. I mean, it's, the loss is so great. It's not the proper word.
Yeah.
But I just know that I believe that it would take time. I don't think that it's not something that people in my community would just flip a switch and would just say. And they may know something and not think that it's relevant, and it is. That's why I want to take this opportunity to implore anybody that has any information that they think that is somehow related, that may not be relevant, it could be. You know, did you see her the day before? Who was she talking to? Were you around a family member? Were somebody asking suspicious? Has someone disappeared? Is someone that you know that's around is now no longer around? Where are they? There's information out there that can lead to an arrest.
I agree.
And I'm just not, I got to be in this for the long haul.
Absolutely.
I would want the arrest immediately. But we're going to find these people.
Brandon, hang in. Can you hang in there? Thanks, my man. Okay, the number, 1-833-ALL-TIPS. 1-833-ALL-TIPS. Going to talk to Brandon and Richard Bazzi next about seeking out justice here. 1-833-ALL-TIPS. I get disgusted, quite frankly. I get disgusted with people who don't give a damn about their neighbors being murdered. Hey, man, there's a lot of attention paid to the fact that it's called missing white woman syndrome. White woman disappears, the world cares. Black woman disappears, no one cares. Okay, so you can blame the police, you can blame me, you can blame the media, but I blame the folks in the community, man, who won't come forward. We don't seem to give a damn. What about your end? What about your responsibility? 100 people watched that Central Catholic boy get shot at that hayride a couple weeks ago. 100 people. No one's been arrested. Whose fault is that? Carly Short, murdered. Shot in the head. Pregnant. With Brandon Short's grandson. I apologize. One phone call in more than a week to county police on the tip line. One damn phone call. I'm disgusted by it, man. Man. Hey, look. I just think that people have 800 reasons for not helping out. Richard Bazzi gives a damn. He put in half of that award, his own money. Reward. You're about as frustrated as I am, are you not, sir?
Marty, I'm caught up in this every single day. I'm part of it. I am absolutely appalled that the community is not sticking up for itself.
You think that people should give a damn, just like I do, right?
People should give a damn, and people should put their foot down and say, enough.
You drove down to McKeesport yourself, did you not, sir?
I drove there last Friday. Drove to the McKeesport Police Station. I did.
Why?
I wanted to feel more connected. I wanted to feel the community. I wanted to speak to the police. I wanted to see everything that's going on. I wanted it firsthand.
Brandon's also on the phone. Both of you are just as concerned about the apathy in the community. Are you not, Brandon? You're concerned about this as well.
Yeah, I mean, we have to step up and have to band together if we're going to change the way things are. And I know it's difficult. I'm a child of that community. I am that community.
Right.
I understand it intimately, but we have to stand up. This has to stop. I mean, you just can't have just innocent people being killed and no one wanting to come out and come forward. I'm just praying that somebody is listening to this and there's information out there.
There is.
Just please come forward. Please come forward.
Richard,
the only way
Richard, guy sends me a note. We have this missing eagle from the aviary. They've had hundreds of calls about a damn missing bird. Seriously. The county police have one call to the tip line. One call to the tip line about the murder of Carly Short. Richard, what's that say about our culture, sir?
Apathetic, Marty. I think it's focused on all the wrong things. I really am upset by it. I see, I have a monitor in my office I watch all day. They stay on the girl in Florida that was murdered, and God love her, I'm sure.
Right.
It's a tragic story, but I don't understand. I truly don't understand how we can't, in a community, come together where we know it occurred, where we know enough information to step forward, step up, and put an end to this. I think it has to happen. You mentioned the hayride, the boy shot, nobody, no arrests. Come on, man. You know, Brandon told me while we were talking, and Brandon, if you remember, I talked to you on the phone from McKeesport.
Right.
And
yeah.
Brandon told me, man, you got to get out of there. That, you realize McKeesport's the fourth most dangerous community in America. Now, I thought that was an exaggeration until I looked it up.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. It is indeed the fourth most dangerous city in America. Why? Because we allow it. Look, I grew up 10 minutes from there. It doesn't have to be that way. It can be what we allow it to be. There's a reward. Brandon put up $10,000. We matched at $10,000. That's $20,000. But I ask you, community, do we really need to pay you to come forward?
Wow.
Why don't you just do the right thing now?
Hey, Brandon, there is a saying in the community, and it's become cliche almost, snitches get stitches and end up in ditches. There is some reality to that. There is a fear factor, is there not, sir?
Yeah, I mean, That is a real concern, a legitimate concern. You know, you mentioned somebody, said that people have to live in that community afterwards, but this is different.
It is.
This is not somebody in a gang.
Thank you.
Or this is not somebody trafficking kilos of heroin.
Exactly.
That is interrupted. This is like somebody who got innocent person who got shot, most likely because they were pregnant.
It's fascinating,
Richard?
Brandon,
what does that mean?
Well, what I'm saying, it's somebody that knows Carly, most likely. And, this is, like, women tend to be killed more when they're pregnant than when they're not.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
What a statistic that is.
Brandon, we're on it, man. I appreciate you. Richard Bazzi, I respect and admire you. We're good friends, and your passion and compassion. He had nothing to do with this issue, but he stepped up and said, I want to make a difference. And we're going to stay on this, Brandon and Richard, until this gets resolved. They got someone from county police live in the next hour. Right, gentlemen?
Please make sure we know it. I want to hear it.
All right. 10:05. Thanks, boys. Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.